Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and we're talking feature frames. Here with director Maria Eriksson, who has presented her film Schoolyard Blues. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for letting me be here.
I forgot to mention that you're from Sweden, so you're the Swedish representative of this year's selection of the 10 filmmakers of feature frames. So let's talk about Schoolyard Blues, and I think the best way to start off this interview is if you could maybe introduce the film a little bit for our listeners, you know, tell them about the story, anything you'd like to tell them.
Yeah, the story is about a boy who's 7 years old, and he's going to have his first day at school when his brother unexpectedly turns up early in the morning, because he doesn't live at home anymore, to help him to school. And on the way to school, he teaches him everything he needs to know to survive in school. And through the way that he teaches the younger brother, we get to understand that the older brother has been very bullied, and he wants to save the younger brother from ending up as him.
Right. And so why did you decide to tell the story about this particular moment in one's childhood, which I remember very fondly too, but I'm wondering why you decided to tell the story?
It started with a very close collaboration between the scriptwriter Pelle Rådström and me, it was the same time as we fell in love, so we were talking about life and everything in life, and what we were interested in filmmaking and our experiences and so on. And then we realized that both of us had very complicated relationships to me to my sister and he to his brother, but in different ways. Uh-huh. And so it started with the brotherhood and shame and violence, and then we came up with the idea about an older brother teaching a younger one about the school.
Right. Yeah. And also, I guess, having characters that are children gives the film something, makes the film stand out a little bit. I think, you know, I'm always fascinated to know more about how directors bring to life stories about kids. Did you find that aspect of the story interesting as well?
Yeah, absolutely, because I've not done much at all with kids before, just one very short film, short thing, where I had a kid playing against a professional actor. And I was very intrigued by this project, that when we wanted to do something with two kids, a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old, and it's another thing. It's similar to working with older actors in one way, but it's also very different. Yeah, I think that it's a very special thing to see children playing against each other, and not only towards adults, but to be on their level.
And more spontaneous, maybe. Would you say that?
Yeah, definitely more spontaneous.
More spontaneous. Yeah. So why do you say that? Is there an example that you can
use? It depends. Like the 11-year-old that I worked with was a bit like working with a professional, because he had a little bit experience. Mm-hmm. But the 7-year-old was just really a kid.
Right.
And then you have to seize the moment when he says something that I didn't plan, or he puts something on his head while walking, and then that's just him being who he is and watching the world.
Yeah.
So in that way it's more spontaneous,
right.
I would say, because you can't control it.
You can't control it.
No, not in that way.
That's good, you don't want to control it. Are you the kind of filmmaker that likes to keep a close control of everything that happens on the set, or are you open to changes that might happen as production goes along?
I want to be sort of German in the pre-production and French on the set.
Interesting. No one's put it that way before. Like, elaborate, please.
No, I think I really want to be very well prepared. Mm-hmm. But if I'm very well prepared, I can let it go on the set. So I, we did this film with a handheld camera, because I knew that these kids, the small kid, would never be able to go on a mark. So it was better to let him go in. Okay, you have this area where you can move, and not completely He didn't have like 20 meters, but like 5.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you are open to changes that happen in the
Absolutely.
In the film, in the film production. Let's help our listeners visualize the film. You mentioned that you used a handheld camera. Was there a reason beyond the practicality of it that you used this type of style?
Yeah, we were quite inspired by Andrea Arnold in how she has some kind of poetic realism, I think, with documentary style mixed with poetry.
And also the color tones are a little like an Andrea Arnold movie.
Yeah, maybe I wanted the color tones to be a bit like 70s style, like quite warm, a bit brownish, green, yellow.
Yeah.
To get the feeling of late summer, starting to go into
autumn.
Fall. Yeah.
Started school.
Yeah, exactly. So so it was definitely a choice, artistic choice, but it's also I was thinking about what is the best artistic choice for these kids that I have casted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you worked on a number of movies before, like, you know, shorts maybe, I don't know. Would you like to maybe tell us about them?
Oh, I made now maybe 15 shorts in different,
shorts.
Quite many. I've studied film for 5 years, so it's been like very short shorts, and then I've done like 3 short films that have been around 30 minutes.
Right.
And it's been like various in the themes, but I really love to do films about the close relationship between people and the small things that you do that tell bigger things. And I really enjoy working with actors, so often it's actor-driven.
Actor-driven, yeah.
Yeah, and I worked quite much with the kids and teenagers as well. Yeah.
Very good. So, and what's your experience been so far at Feature Frame? What's it been like?
Very nice. A tight schedule, but very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad to be here, and it's very always nice and fun to meet directors from all over the world to share experiences and get inspired by their work and so on.
So positive experience at Carlo Vivari overall.
Yeah. And it's such a beautiful city.
Just,
yeah, when I came here in the car, I was like, oh, this is insane. It's like the Grand Budapest Hotel, houses everywhere.
Exactly, yeah. I think one of the hotels here inspired the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
I can understand that.
It's true. All right, well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure. Once again, let's remind our listeners that your film is called Schoolyard Blues. And thank you very much for joining us, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.